Hello everyone, this is Tony from MBA6BC. Today, let's talk about the right music for learning English. Here are 8 tips to help you pick the right music for learning English. 1. Go to the right place to find songs. There is something great in our collection for English language learners of any skill level, from newbie beginner to native. Just take a look while casually browsing our videos. You will see tens of diverse videos covering many different topics and areas of interest. 2. Select the right songs. Pick music you love. There is no point to learning English through songs if you don't really enjoy the music. This is a fast track to boredom. Find music that uses the right kind of language which is not too easy or too hard, and which is commonly used. Another thing to watch out for is that sometimes singers won't pronounce the sound clearly. Perhaps heavy metal isn't the best place to start. You might want songs that tell a story, which could make it easier to understand and visualize. If you are a real beginner, you might even want to learn children's songs or Disney songs. Start with pop music and then branch out. Mainstream. Pop music tends to be about love and romance, which is good because there is a lot of repeated vocabulary. When you are ready to branch out, you can try more diverse genres to pick up a wide range of vocabulary. 3. Get scaffolding and vocab support to digest the lyrics. It would be nice if you could learn English purely by listening to the music. In practice, you will have to spend more time digesting the lyrics and their meaning so that you understand it first. Instead of trying to figure out the lyrics on your own, you can use resources. 4. Study the lyrics and vocab. In addition to digesting the content, it's also important that you review the vocab on a regular basis. Break the song down word by word, and try to master each word so that it's a part of your vocabulary. You can do this through a flashcard service. 5. Sing along. Unless you are singing in front of an audience, it doesn't matter if you are the worst vocalist in the world. So don't worry if you don't possess any musical ability. Regardless of your singing prowess, you should try singing out loud to the music. This forces your mouth to adapt the right shapes and move with the rhythm of the song. 6. Try to sing from memory. After a while, you should find that you are starting to memorize the song, and then you are ready to take the next big leap. Try singing the song without looking at the lyrics. By this point, you should be able to find that you can do a much better job including such words in your everyday speech. 7. Periodically review. You don't have to complete learning one song before you move to the next. In fact, after you get comfortable with one song, you can move to the next. And then, after enough time passes, you can go back to the first song. This is called spaced repetition, and it's been proven to be more effective than trying to learn it perfectly all at once. 8. Find a new music that builds on top of what you've learned. This is perhaps the most difficult step. Each new song that you learn should have the right balance of a totally new vocabulary and in-progress vocabulary. This right level of overlap keeps you motivated and also naturally reinforces your previous learning for maximum benefit. Have fun and enjoy. Music is a universal language and one that we can all enjoy and relate to. Listen to English songs every single day, and you will soon be surprised at how much of the English language you can pick up with relative ease. When you incorporate language learning into fun activities like listening and singing aloud to music, you won't even notice that you are picking up a second language. The more praises you give, the more efforts I will make. Thanks for your time. Let's enjoy a song. Thank you.